escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, that actually works really well.
He is special.
You want to know why?
Tell me.
Because it ain't happening.
Man.
I don't know if he's going to get, he might get paid.
But the fluctuation in that voice when that man is, they're Steiny and then they're special Steiny. Let's get nuts.
Well, he was listening earlier. He had a big problem with a lot of what I was saying.
But to be honest, his memory, he shared with the show just about Hurts. I won't let it go. He said his friends were down on Hurts up until he won the Super Bowl. So you asked the question. I wonder if they're all good on him now. But, man, him and Sirianni been twice, 1-1, and got a damn good chance. I know we're going to get into the odds.
Yeah.
I got to believe they're top three.
Philly?
Yeah, to win the Super Bowl. It's got to be what? Chiefs, Kansas City, Baltimore?
Yeah.
Or boom, boom.
Well, they're number one in the NFC.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Steiny texts early in the show, wow, double wow.
Dude.
Hurts not a star? I just said ask your boys in Philly.
Yeah.
Again, this is where, well, that's where he gets a lot of his information. Ask your boys in Philly if they think he's a star. Get back to
him. Yeah. Evan, real quick, the amount of people that think I need to sleep at your house before your actual birthday party, before me diamond my wife, she doesn't listen. I'm good.
I know. I'm just, right. Look, I don't have a wife.
I look at you.
I don't have a wife.
All right.
So I'm just, you guys have had a long, healthy relationship together. I just don't want anything to come between you.
I do, and I love you for that. I do have a quick question.
Okay.
In regard to your outfit tomorrow, do you look in your closet? Is it a normal day, or you say, I got to put on the birthday threads?
Okay.
I'm asking.
I don't have a birthday suit. Or is, oh boy, that's
well, you do.
Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
You do.
No, I don't. I don't think about the birthday threads. I'll probably put on a nice shirt, something like I got on today.
Yeah, you look fly.
A little Hawaiian T-shirt on a Friday. No, I don't think about. I'm a golf in the morning.
Oh,
with my brother.
Okay.
Gonna head back to the. Thank you. Gonna head back to the crib, do some cleaning, and then people are gonna come through whenever. And you're more than invited. You're more than welcome to come over whenever you want.
Ken coming? Ken, you showing up, Kenny? You got the kids.
Of course I'm coming. You kidding me?
That's why I love them.
Were you there last year? I was.
Oh, boy.
That was for the
no,
curry.
No, I was out of town. Or was it on a Thursday?
Now you were making those jokes.
Yeah, well, now that it's all out, I can do it. Well, it is different.
You're not the one taking PTO today.
Root back tonight.
Who cares? Sorry.
Is that where you're really at? Melvin cares. They need a win, E. Rays are good.
Braves just beat the... Okay, how much... Seriously, the rest of the way, because we got football starting... Well, next Thursday,
well, we got some games tonight, preseason.
That's right, which I don't really like. I thought there was a game. I thought there was supposed to be a game last night.
So did I. And Evan, you can bet on preseason games.
I'm aware.
So it's week one's already started for some.
You know what? Actually, I saw there was a press release put out by the Little League World Series that is asking people to not gamble on games. That was going to be my what's bugging you. You've already done one. I got multiple. That is one for me.
I didn't see that.
No, you cannot gamble on children.
Then take it up with Nevada or who the powers to be. I'm with you.
But you still do it.
No, I don't do it.
Okay.
I had a friend that did it, but he doesn't do it.
I know someone at the station that does.
Well, they used to. They retired.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You can't gamble on kids. Like.
Well, you can.
I know you can, but it's immoral.
It. You know what, E?
Amoral.
It is.
It's just, it flies against everything.
And then what, real quick, what was Steiny's, he sent that, wasn't real, right? Where it was not the New York Post, talked about a little kid, I can't say the verbiage, getting shelled in the Little League World Series.
That was the Green Onion. Steiny sent that to the group chat because he thinks he's funny.
Oh, boy.
About a 12-year-old getting shelled because that's what he thinks every national headline is going to be.
That is incredible,
Let's
man.
Let's get nuts.
But if they allow it, is it really foul? If
yes. Yes, it's foul.
You want a little action.
Not if I'm watching Johnny try and hit. By the way, there's a kid from Chinese Taipei throwing yesterday, throwing 82 miles an hour. Do you know the equivalent of that from 45 feet? It's 107 miles an hour.
Well, I got my money on them then.
Yeah, how the hell is anybody going to hit this kid?
Man.
Some kid actually fouled it off. I thought it was a success.
So we differ on Jennings, huh?
What do you mean?
Like, you're saying don't give him the chicken. I'm saying give it to him because you got to.
That's where we differ. I think the Niners might end up paying him, or they come to somewhat of a compromise because it would be very San Francisco 49ers to give in. But they don't have to give him what he wants. Like, you can't just give him everything
He ain't asking for the IU platter. You know what I mean?
No, but he's asking for the equivalent, which is a significant pay raise.
Okay, well, let me say this to you and all the Niner faithful out there. Because I feel like you guys are, you're dissing Juwan now. Oh, he's a third receiver. Dude, he came up with, he's shown you he can go across the middle and keep drives alive. Evan, how important is Juwan Jennings to the San Francisco 49ers? Because to me, before you go, that's my special, he's very important. I think people are taking him for granted.
I think he is important. But I don't know how good this team is going to be. And is Juwan Jennings important to a team that's a 7 or 8 win team? Or is he important to a team that's got a chance to win 10 or 11 games and make the postseason? Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of other people that are more important than Juwan Jennings.
Not arguing that point.
What we ran into it with Brandon Ayuk last year.
With what you just started, if we played the Kyle sound, and I heard the guys in the morning would be talking about Kyle not waving the white flag. I didn't get that from him. But if this is supposed to be about being the best version of yourself, that, to me, includes Juwan Jennings. So somehow you got to get it done.
I got you. 888-957-9570 is the number. I think Juwan Jennings is holding in. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. But again, I'm just asking what the difference is between what he's doing now and what BA did last year, because there was a ton of vitriol that came down Brandon Ayuk's road. Some of it fair, some of it foul. I just haven't heard a lot of it for Juwan Jennings, and I'm curious as to why.
I'm the motor mouth shocker. We got a text from Bonte, and I was about to read it. But then
He wasn't who I was talking about.
B, it wasn't you, baby.
B, it's not you.
Oh, man, we got to be careful. B, it was not you.
Although he kind of
gave us a story,
he kind of snitched on himself. I'm not going to lie there. I was not talking about you, B.
Oh, man.
Oh, let's go to Los Altos. Talk to Richard. Richard, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
Yeah, so I have a few thoughts on this Juwan Jennings situation. First thing is, if he wanted a pay raise, he should have done with this in the offseason, right? Not right before training camp with all the drama, in my opinion. Second of all, I just checked. Amari Cooper is a free agent, you know? I say trade Juwan Jennings to the Browns and the Titans, sign Cooper to a $5 million ring chaser contract, and, you know, make a statement.
Well, I'll say this to that, Evan, and thanks for your call. Isn't it twofold? Couldn't the Niners have been, we'll meet you halfway and get this thing done so it doesn't get to here? Because I thought, and I'm not saying it's TNT about the drama, but I thought this was offseason where contracts were not going to be in the way. So if you, and it sounds like this is what he's saying. It's on Juwan for not doing that. But, Evan, can I just follow that up with, well, it's also on Kyle and John. You know, like when you get a blackhead, it can grow, turn into a pimple, and then something bigger. You know, a zit, you got to knock it off early.
I just got a horrible visual with that.
But I used to have blackheads, teenager. Oxy-10.
Is that a race thing?
You know what? That was, I'm going to give you a one.
Never
but no.
About it.
You know, blackheads are little things. You had, my mom would pop them. Yeah, sometimes leave marks. They can look like Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, but
anyway.
I don't think this is necessarily going to fester to the point where like, it'll impact the season. I think some of the stuff that happened last year, that was a different offseason because there were a lot of players on the Niners that were also looking to get paid. You know, I don't know how many guys on the team are looking at Juwan Jennings and saying, well, where's my chicken? You know, where's my money? I think Juwan is trying to get in at the only time where he can kind of get his.
No, and look at you. We don't play, but you and I are like, I would do the same thing. I get it.
I would, but I also understand why the Niners do not want to give in to his demands. Because, again, the difference to me is last offseason, you thought you were in a Super Bowl window. You thought that you were competing for a championship.
Yeah.
So they felt like bringing Ayuk back at $30 million a year, which was kind of the going rate for ostensibly number one receivers, that was to keep the team together. And also to pay Ayuk for you know the remainder of his 20s and pairing with Brock and all the rest. There are some other reasons they did it. But I think the biggest reason was they still felt like they were competing for a title. From everything I've heard this week, and really I would say since training camp has started, I don't get the feeling like the Niners think they're there. You know, maybe they're a year away from being there. Maybe they're 2 years away from being there.
But what about being the best version of yourself? And to me, that includes Jennings. Like, let's say you're right. But don't you want to field the best possible team? A guy that showed you he's clutch. He's a weapon for Purdy. You don't want to mess around with that.
No, but perhaps the absence of Jennings, and I'm not saying it's going to get there. I think they're eventually going to come to an agreement. But maybe with the absence of Jennings, Ricky Pearsall is able to emerge. There's other rookies, ones that are not hurt, that are able to emerge.
Mm.
Maybe you find a diamond in the rough, so to speak. Maybe you just lean more on the running game earlier in the season, which, to be fair, Juwan Jennings does impact because he's a great blocker. But my whole point is I just don't think the Niners can go about their business anymore not knowing what the future holds for this franchise and just handing out paychecks.
Man, Evan.
The guys that are, you know, important. Because, look, if I'm looking at this roster right now, Juwan Jennings, you're right, he's important because of the lack of depth behind him. I could say that about a few positions, which you don't really have a whole lot behind him. Does that mean I'm just going to go willy-nilly pay all these guys? And I'm just going to give in to their demands?
I guess it comes down to how important they deem him. And I know what he feels in his camp, obviously, and that's why he's playing this card. I get it. But just back to something you said a few minutes ago that Evan, I don't agree. And I never played the game, but I always was told, even by Lo Neal, when guys are holding out, you don't speak on what Evan is doing with Nahegan. You don't speak on what the Joes and Willards and Dibbs and the Steinies. That's their business. So I don't believe the offseason from hell in regard to contracts last year, and you could tell me if you disagree, had any iota of why they went 6-11. So I want to win. I just handed my quarterback a bunch of M's. We want him to have a bounce back season as well as the offense. And I think Juwan Jennings out there in a positive frame, the right frame of mind, will help us achieve our goals.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Well, speaking of Lo Neal, we're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes here.
Lo.
And, you know, having a pretty important announcement to make, myself and Lo. And so I'm looking forward to doing that with him in a moment. I'm also looking forward to having him back during football season.
Man, you won't believe this because you have no proof, but I did pull up on you, me and myself, when one time at the hotel.
For the Sunday night game.
Yeah, I wasn't good that day. Yeah, you guys pressured me to come on.
What do you mean you weren't good that day?
I was a couple in. Never, you know, I regret it. But anyway, E, bottom line is football is back. Jimmy Dean sausage, hash browns, and you guys are a part of my afternoon. If it's a road or day afternoon game here at home, I turn you on. Well, that stuff matters to me, man.
The pre and the post?
Yeah, I used to love NBC on Fox, all the pregame shows. They've jumped the shark.
Well, I know someone who thinks they've jumped the shark, and we're going to talk about him in a little bit.
Okay.
One of your heroes might have to...
Well, I'm down on Denzel. We'll get to him.
That's who I'm talking about. He's not a big fan of some of the pre and post.
He got a new movie I'm going to go check out. I'm going to your birthday. I'm going to do it in the daytime while you're golfing. I'm going to the movie. Then I got to get ready for your party.
You know what? How about this, Gil? If you go to see, what is it, highest and lowest?
Yeah, highest to lowest.
Highest to lowest. If you go see that...
Spike Lee joint.
I'll give you a pass.
Well, I'm going to do it in the daytime. I like matinees. Something about coming out of the theater and the sun's still out.
They're also cheaper, which I'm a big fan of.
Why would you bring that up?
I just said I'm a fan of cheap movies.
Oh, Kenny, did you?
I don't know why you took slight with that.
I had financial issues we'll get to later on in the day yesterday.
That wasn't why I was saying that.
No, just say what's on your chest. Like, wowee, whoa.
All I said was like matinees because they're cheaper. I wasn't saying that you're cheap.
Well, Kenny, his eyebrows, man, go. You spoke on my financials, I believe, Kenny.
No.
That's how I took it.
I don't know what that's a gripe on you, man. That's look
I thought
inward.
You were on my side.
I am, but you got to look inward on that one. That I'm not with you.
Well, I'm not good at that.
Well, until about 212, 230.
I got scammed yesterday, and he was there for me, my shoulder to cry, after he berated me about how stupid can you be.
No. Well, kind of. Both I and Steiny felt like you, who is someone we believe to be extremely knowledgeable about these kinds of situations.
I love the customer service game. You got a problem, I'm going to get it wrecked. I'm the guy to go to.
But you sniff out phonies better than anybody I know.
But we'll say it real quick. Somebody got to my Apple Pay, so it wasn't a sniff out. I got the phone and said I've been hit.
I'm talking about what followed
that hurt. Yeah,
the Apple Pay hit. And... how you came into the cafeteria downtrodden because you almost
had to go in the bathroom to get quiet.
You almost made two errors on one play.
Man, oh man.
And so I hope that situation gets rectified and we can figure it out together. But again, I'm not coming down your road.
Yeah.
I thought it was, let's just say this. It's a good thing it's a payday, right?
But that, Evan, I needed then. You were stern like, dude, wake up.
Well, I was surprised.
Well, real quick here. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
I got hit with my Apple Pay. Go to Google to get Apple Pay customer support phone number and was somewhere in Beirut when you were like, Guru, you're supposed to call Apple. So I had somebody, I was about to send them $500, a microsecond from sending a scammer $500. And Evan let me have it about, you were supposed to call Apple. Why would you call that number? And then in your phone, you go to your search engine, it's Apple, the real Apple. And I had the ghetto Apple, but Evan, had I hit send on that request, boy.
Yeah, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that you had called Apple support.
No, I thought I did, Evan.
And then the person asked you to download WhatsApp, which is specifically made to scam people.
They were mirroring my phone. Go here, Daryl. And then I said, why am I sending you my, we'll put it right back in 10 minutes. And I said, I said, what's your address? And that's when they were like, we're in San Jose. I said, no, your address. What's the name?
Do you work for?
And that's
first
when
question.
And then they
what's
called back
name?
50 straight times. And you just kept hitting me, making me feel worse. Guru, they're scamming you.
Well, no.
I didn't sleep well, man.
Anytime someone asks you for information on WhatsApp, do not give it to them. It's made to be incognito. That's the whole point. If you got information that's private, you send it through WhatsApp.
They got me, man.
If a random number you don't recognize is asking to download WhatsApp, here's a piece of advice. Don't.
There you go. I learned my lesson.
Get off of Goo. Come on. People make mistakes.
Yes, they do.
Which, by the way, you didn't make the mistake. You just almost made it.
Yeah.
So you're good.
But I've been hit. Funds have not been replaced. Man. How expensive gas is these days.
You need the Juwan Jennings right now.
Yes, pay me or trade me.
I don't think it can do either right now. I think this is going to get strung out for, I don't know, maybe another week or two. When it, again, when the Niners feel like they have to do something, just like you felt
somebody
like you
saying
almost
Goom
had to
might
do
have to wait for the Denzel movie to be on a streaming device. He's funds limited.
Well, this is really what this is really where we almost came to blows this morning. I said, "Oh, cool, it's coming out on Apple TV September 5th," and you said, "If you mention Apple one more time,
I got hot at you." I had to take it out on somebody. Then my wife turning dinners in.
Boy. I know Steiny's not here.
Yeah,
although he lets you have it worse than I did. Jesus.
What was up with him yesterday?
Dude, he couldn't speak. That's not what I'm talking about.
But Evan, I was like, dude, get it out. My boy, I'm we snitching.
There's very few times in which Matt Steinmetz is lost for words.
A wordsmith.
I think we found it. He's got that one drop of him saying, "Goo, you got to finish a sentence," and that's all I wanted to throw
in
his face.
And he had to leave for me to whisper to you, "What's going on?" Right? And he said, "All to get right."
He took a trip outside to get some fresh air, and we were both like, "Is something wrong with him?"
That ain't my guy.
I don't recognize that Matt Steinmetz.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're waiting for Loneal here. If we can get him on, we'd love to chat with him.
Is he standing us up? I'm going to rip him.
Well,
speaking
of somebody that hits you in the pockets, you still got a problem with him?
Oh, no, we're good.
Okay.
We were supposed to do the race when we were doing, radio during COVID.
Yeah.
He would have never beat me, and I'm going to tell him that. A lot of people ask him. He's a professional athlete. Years? It's like Star Wars. A long time ago. Come on, Evan. I race Low Neal. I'm being real. 230. You think he could beat me in a 100-yard dash? Come on.
I got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Wow.
He was a running back.
I get that. He is racing.
And eventually a fullback. It was his job to run.
But he blocked a lot, too. Again, he's got me on that. But a race, I'm 6'4".
That's the Plexico problem.
Plexico Burris.
He's got quick feet. He's low to the ground.
Evan, man. You haven't seen me play ball.
No, but I've seen Loneal play ball.
Years ago.
He was a heat-seeking missile.
That he was. Evan, that's 20, 30 years ago. It's now.
But how come that doesn't apply to you?
Because I'm still playing full court, so you know I'm not decrepit.
I know you're not decrepit, but Lowe's, he keeps himself in pretty good shape.
He looks great. But
oh,
Evan,
he's on
this
a vegan
speed.
Diet or something.
You think he could get me in a 100-yard dash?
I think both of
right
you would
now.
Probably get hurt. But
Oh my gosh. Just... I can't count. I don't know if I'm going to your party.
I know you're not. Ricky Pearsall, you guys might pop a hammy.
That's not happening.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
where do you think he's at?
Low?
Doing a Charger podcast.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? I have no clue where Low Neal is at this time.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening, though. Oh, my gosh. Now we know the real reason.
Uncle Looney
said
they
Matt
love
Nays.
My self-belief. I like that.
Yeah, no, you're more...
Like, I can run. Like, if we got into it or something, I can run. That I can do.
I'm with you. And maybe I just... I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to the athlete here.
I get it.
I've seen you swing a softball bat.
Miss a free throw. You've seen that.
Yep. Yeah. I've seen that the layup package is lacking a little bit, and that we got to work on that. But who knows? Maybe you got sprinter speed. I'm unaware of. Maybe that's true.
We should be honest, man. That's all we can ask, 10 to 2.
Oh, my gosh.
You got big plans tonight, pre-birthday.
Oh, we're going to hit the cafeteria.
Yeah, I'm out.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't want to break it to you, Kenny. My bad.
Is it because of what happened yesterday? I didn't mean to come down your road.
No,
seriously.
It's not. It's stuff. Fun's got to be replaced.
I know they do. I know they do. We're probably going to have for Low after the break here, which we got to hit in a couple of minutes. But
there's going to come a time where we're not. I'm just going to tell the boss, nope, cut him.
Low?
Yeah, I'm playing. That's my guy.
He's going to turn us down.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to ask the boss when we're going to make our announcement, because that was kind of the whole point of having him on. But, by the way, Goo, coming up this afternoon at 4:30, we got the Valkyries taking on
hot.
Angel Reese in the Chicago
She's
Sky.
She's not playing. What's she trying to copy Kate? Let me be quiet.
She's hurt.
Fake injury.
That's the NBA and the WNBA. You can hear the games on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Pre-game starts at KPIX at 4 o'clock. They're in seventh place, though.
I love it, E.
The Valkyries.
Imagine a playoff game here with that atmosphere we already have regular season. It's going to be off the chisel.
Is it bad that I'm kind of expecting them to make the playoffs at this point? Like they
it's
lost.
It's actually a compliment.
Well, they lost their best player, man. And they're still playing good basketball.
I gotta honestly believe Natalie is in the lead for Coach of the Year in the WNBA.
I would
like
argue
if they get in after losing their
more
best
than anybody or overachieved.
Man.
Also, the Chicago Sky are down bad.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line, 510, low would smoke you, guru. Also, 650, goo never got paid for the push-ups. That's true. You know, I think there's a middle ground we can find.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking low in a race, but
it's not 1998. He's not in the league. I just want people to know. You get evidence now.
You're a little slower too, though. I mean, how is he 50, but you're 35?
Dude,
that's
my
question.
Gosh.
And don't get me wrong, you've aged gracefully.
Oh,
I've seen the pictures. You look pretty damn close. But I don't know how those puppies.
I might show you after the show. Just get my Forrest Gump on.
We don't need anybody getting hurt. That's for sure. I hurt myself over the weekend trying to run. I don't need you doing
it. You are too young for that.
You better be careful.
I'm embarrassed if you get hurt running.
Dude, people get hurt doing regular activities all the time. I had a friend who tore his Achilles like trying to play pickup basketball.
Well, no,
but he's not jumping 45 inches. He's just running up the court.
Oh, man.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We have a couple things that we do have to get into. Again, Juwan Jennings, what's he doing? To me, he's holding in. George Kittle also announced today as the 31st best player in the NFL.
Man.
And I think that kind of feeds into what some of the odds makers are saying, Guru, about the Niners and their place this upcoming season.
Let's
right before they take on the Raiders in week two tomorrow at Allegiant Stadium. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Also, Guru's Denzel rant coming up. Keep listening. Hopefully got Lo Neal on the other side, too. 95.7 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, we've established a couple things today. Guru and I see head coaching and quarterback combinations the same. We do not see the 100-meter dash the same. That's kind of what we've established today, Guru.
I'm just thinking about this race.
I know you are, and maybe we can make it happen. Again, you're talking about racing Lo Neal, Lorenzo Neal.
The great Lo Neal.
18 years in the NFL, Lo Neal.
Knee's got to be hurting.
Didn't you just have bursitis?
Yeah, it's gone, though, E. I'm back.
All right. Yeah. Just making sure. I don't want anybody to get hurt out here if we get this done. The YouTube chat is chiming in, and I think one thing that everyone does respect is your confidence.
Yeah.
It's unparalleled.
Dude, you're coming for me today.
Well, it's because you thought my party was next week.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to pull up.
All right.
And unlike Steiny, real quick here, he has a problem being the oldest dude in the room. I have no problem. And I bet I'll probably be the oldest dude at your party. I look good, but I'll be the oldest.
You never know. I got some people who like me from all generations.
Anybody from the station outside of Kenny pulling up?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are coming
Vontae?
By.
Vontae?
If he wants to. He's more than welcome.
Do you expect him?
No, because he has a young child.
Spadoni?
No, he has young children.
Shasky?
It's also in San Francisco.
Okay. It's called the bridge.
Well, you're making it from SAC. I mean, yeah. Yeah, other people might.
Like, we got to do. Can we do? I'm in SAC and the Yoon. East Bay.
I know, but sometimes you're going to SAC. Like, actually, you told me during the break why you can't hang out after, and I completely respect
that. That might change, E.
Well. But it's your daughter's last day before she leaves for college. So you'd like to spend time with her.
She's doing something with her friends. Now, that's why we went to dinner yesterday.
Now, does that bug you?
It hurts, man. But I get it. I'm an old man.
See, I've...
You'll be there one day.
I've observed this from both you and Steiny. You know, look, family's family. You got problems. You got a lot of love. And it's not really... It's kind of tug and pull between both. I think most of the time. Like, oh my God, you know, my family gets on my nerves. No one really gets on your nerves, I think, unless you love them. But
nice.
The moment that person exits, like your family's in town and then they go, the last day is like, oh man, I'm going to miss them. But the whole two weeks preceding,
you
were just kind of like, oh, back to being on my nerves.
Yeah, we get hit because it's you and me next week. So Monday we'll know if I showed or not.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what was kind of getting on my nerves yesterday in joint practices for the Niners?
Boy.
Now, I might be completely out of bounds with this, and I 100% will take fault and onus of my faults, I should say. There's no fighting. Like, football is a gladiator sport. I see teams all across the league tussling, you know, going at each other, busting chops. And the biggest takeaway I had from the joint practices yesterday is there were no fights for a second consecutive week. Why does that bug me?
And is it bugging you because you're telling us you kind of wanted to see that? You wanted to see some scraps?
I at least wanted to hear that there was some guy that was willing to throw down.
But it's what you talked about. Your word, it's fussle. It's not real, E. And when was the last player or coach said, Kenny, we won the Super Bowl because we were fighting in camp? Like that, I'm okay. I don't, like, they're focused. They're working on execution. I just hate football fights anyway, except when Trent Williams was a commander, you know, back then, and he hit Richard Sherman after the playoff game in the grill. Oh, my God. Anyway, but Evan, I'm disappointed that you wanted that wrestling component to camp.
And maybe it's because I heard this from Michael Penix, who again is going to be entering his first full season as starter with the Atlanta Falcons. He got into it with, I believe it was the Tennessee Titans. Michael Penix, here's him talking about why he had to throw down.
football is a competitive sport. So, like, I like to compete at a high level. And when I compete, I don't really do too much talking until somebody says something to me. And then maybe I want to, okay, I threw a touchdown. Now what y'all talking about? Like, and then I guess some not everybody take that the right way. They probably looked at me as just a quarterback. I wasn't that type of person. But I'm from Tampa.
Oh,
I'm from Dade City. I'm from Tampa. It's a respect part about it. Like, we all playing, we all competing at a high level. But like when disrespect come in, it's like, all right, this ain't football no more.
Evan, I love that, and I love that he's repping where he's from. But do you have a problem if I'm? Real gangsters don't talk. You ain't got to tell us that.
I'm from Tampa.
I love it. Tampa, come on now. They get down. Can I read you something that head coach Kyle Shanahan said about the fighting and their lack of?
Yes. Yes, you can.
We had an idea what we'd walk into, Shanahan said. I have no problem with people fighting. I have a problem when you're hurting your football team. We have some positions that don't really have enough guys to go. And if you get punched and you throw a punch back, I told the guys, it shows how mentally weak you are. All you're going to do is leave me with five guys left to do the whole practice. I thought it was important to truly show how tough you are by not throwing a punch, and guys handled that. Like, I totally get that. Nobody got punked, E. No fussle, nobody possibly getting hurt. Like, hey, that's real. Now, I get my man repping where he's from, though, but come on.
I'm from Tampa.
Yes, you are, Michael. Now, I would agree with that, but that hasn't been how Shanahan has looked at joint practices in the past. I'm serious. Like, in 2022-23, Diamador Lenore was getting into it with guys. Dre Greenlaw was mucking it up. Even Fred Warner. Like, there have been fights that the Niners have had before in practice, in joint practices.
Now, what about...
It is, they've had two now against the Denver Broncos, who, according to all people there, just dominated them, at least on the defensive and offensive line. And now the Raiders. And nobody's pushing, nobody's shoving. Like, we're just going about our business. I'm sorry, I thought this was football.
But you are not going to change your win total predicated on lack of punches being thrown, right?
No, you're not, but, and again...
Come on, talk to me.
Maybe I'm reading too much into this. The Eagles and the Browns, fights broke out. Titans and Falcons, you just heard from Michael Penix. By the way, he was asked about it after he was about it.
All right.
After he was in the middle of a fight. Patriots and Vikings, fight. Patriots and Commanders last week, fight. Mike Vrabel was literally in a tussle as the head coach with no helmet on. Lions and the Dolphins. I believe it was their joint practice yesterday. The Dolphins got dominated so bad that they had to fight the Lions. Ravens and the Colts. Fights. And the Chiefs who have been fighting in practice. These are all teams in some way, shape, or form involving groups that have expectations this year. They're all fighting. I'm not saying that.
But you are saying
it. I know how it sounds.
Dude, that was a long
bad.
List. I'm like, dude.
I swear to God, I'm a pacifist. But when it comes to football, I kind of like if my teams are practicing against others with an edge. I just do.
Now, let me throw this to you because you mentioned the Niners part of it, 2023, when you saw some scuffling. What about the fact that a lot of dudes are hurt? And Kyle's telling and preaching, E, man, use your head. We can't be. We're already light. Like we don't need to lose any more to injury or what have you. But Evan, it's not the club. You know, it's football. And are they truly fights? I'm going to say no, E. But you're not telling me your view of how nasty the Niners are going to be this year takes a hit because of what you had. And they're not on that list of getting throwing punches.
No, but I would have loved to hear that a rookie was trying to scratch. If Chase Lucas, who put on last week against the Broncos, was going at someone on the Raiders, you know, tried to take a shot. Like, seriously, that doesn't do anything for you.
No,
this applies to football to me. Like, this is the gladiator sport. It's about physicality. They use the word violence all the time.
And that's what it is. You can't, once you put the shoulder pads on and helmet, it's Russell Crowe, Gladiator. But Evan, I want to shake on the eve of your birthday, I want to just shake you like, this is fussle. Like this, Carter,
there
Ken.
There was no fussle from the Niners.
Do you have
they
a problem with the lack of fighting being reported from the Niners? And real quick before you answer, it's to what Bonte said. I feel like the fact that you can tell us who fought, it's like, it's not HBO boxing. It mean, these stats mean nothing. Talk to me.
Am I off?
I don't think it matters that much. I mean, we know Trent Williams will go toe-to-toe.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he smacked Richard Sherman after a game. So, really hard. So, I don't think it matters that much. I mean, maybe you want it because it sets an edge for the season. So, I get what Evan's saying, but I'm with you, Goo. I don't think it's that impactful to, you know, get into a scrap.
How about Carter?
Evan and I talked about this yesterday. I was concerned prior to reading that piece by Shanahan.
Dude, wow.
Yes, I was concerned.
And Evan, Carter, I'm shocked.
Well,
but
now I know there is a reason why.
Okay.
But that also I didn't hear him say that after the Denver Broncos joined practice when there were no fights.
This really may not be fair, but I'm tapping into my Matthew Steinmetz right here.
A little too much respect going around.
So what's the difference when you didn't want the Giants to retaliate and have Roop throw
like
at somebody?
I said, different sport. Football is about violence.
Dude, man.
It's also not a game.
And it's like, about...
I'm not about fighting in-game. If you're getting yourself ejected from a game, then that's a bad look.
Robert Saleh is your D coordinator. They're going to fight week one when it counts and matters. I do love them from Tampa. But, Evan, this is so fussle that I'm just shook that you feel like you want you want to see something.
I'm just being honest, man. Like it's not something that I'm basing
how they're going to do in the season.
Yeah, like it's not going to cost them a win. I'm not going to go full Cowherd on you and say, well, backwards hat, that'll cost you four wins. But it's the second consecutive week where there have been joint practices and there's been no fights.
You got to be ready for Willard and Dibbs today, because if they're driving in and they're hearing their boy.
Oh, they probably are.
I got to feel like, Evan, you're just barking up the wrong tree, man.
I want to hear about some young guys going at Max Crosby, trying to muck it up.
What if you break a hand? Then you'll be like, oh, you guys aren't locked. Is your favorite word. You're not locked in.
Well, you could break a hand on any play in any practice anyway. C.J. West got hurt. He hyperextended his knee in a one-on-one drill. You know, you're getting hurt anytime you step onto the football field. My point is, I've also, like, during years in which the Niners have had action, I feel like I usually hear about some fight breaking out. D'Amador Lenore going at a veteran on another team. Dre Greenlaw, again, putting his helmet in the grill of an opponent. Shoving, pushing, stuff being, like...
What if you see it tomorrow? Would you feel better Monday when I see you? And I know it's not practice tomorrow, but what if you saw, so you know, it? Things do happen on the field preseason. Would you feel better?
Well, how about we go out to the
I can't wait.
The River Islands guest line.
There he is.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Goober Johnson. Pleased to be joined now by the one, the only, Lorenzo Neal. What's up, Lo? How you doing, baby?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What up, Lolo?
Guru, you still pretty in the face and slim in the waist. I hear about you all over the town. The women and kids and children, when Guru comes off, they clear the streets because they know the goo is coming to town,
hey,
baby.
The check's in the mail. We miss you, and I know you guys got to get to business. But your boy E is changing right before my eyes. Lo, real quick, he's a little concerned the Niners haven't had fights and joint practices.
Oh, my goodness. I know, E hangs out with me, you know, too, just like you and I. You and I, we got to fight every now and then. You want to see that. You want to see guys get a little testy every now and then. Get you hot. We want to see if you still, your pee still can get hot. So I think that's all that E's talking about. He wants to see these guys get in guys' face. But I'll tell you right now, you didn't see it, but I saw the joint practice at, you know, Denver last week.
Yeah.
Denver looked like they were kicking their butts. I'm telling you, that first series, offensively, you went down, you scored against the number ones with your backups, and then you check it out on defense. You went out there and made some plays on defense against their ones, and I tell you what, they didn't fight a lot at practice during that week either, E, but I tell you what, that drive, those two drives, you saw the Niners, San Francisco 49ers, dominate.
Well, Lo, first and foremost, it's so good to be talking to you again, and I'm really excited to announce, you know, to the people that you and I are going to be together at Laughing Monk Brewing in the South Bay before every single 49ers home game for 2 hours. So I'm looking forward to rocking with you at a new location and bringing what we got to the people before every single Niners home game, man.
Absolutely. Tag team back again. Me and E ready to make it to a guru.
Let's go, baby.
Yes, and also, too, you can catch Lowe on KPIX doing post-game for the 49ers on KPIX again. So Lowe's going to be everywhere. Catch him on 95.7 The Game. KPIX also, of course, has the Valkyries later on today. But Lowe, like, my whole point about the physicality is not, like, I'm not saying that the Niners aren't fighting and that means they're not going to be a good team. But I do feel like the last few years in which we've all described the Niners as having action, you know, D'Amador Lenore is shoving someone. A Dre Greenlaw is sticking his face mask in the grill of an opponent. And there's been two straight weeks now where it feels like the Niners have been more concerned about making it through healthy than playing with that chip that we all have come to know the Niners as being a down and dirty type of team. That's all.
Yeah, and I totally understand what you're saying. You want to see that. You want to see that fight. But I think that this team, when you look at it, especially the NFC West, I'm just going to be flat with you and be canon with both of you guys. It's the Rams and then who else? You look at the Rams, I think that they're the favorite. You saw them. Hey, they gave Philadelphia hell, had an opportunity to win that game and could have very well committed saying the Rams were competing for a Super Bowl. Last year, the Rams were a good team. And you look at this year, everyone's coming back. They did some upgrades. I still think the Rams are the favorite, in my opinion. But then, so you think about Seattle, and then, of course, you got the Niners, and you have, you know, Arizona. So I don't think that the Niners have that tough of a schedule. So I think they're going to win some games. This is a team that's going to fight. You still got great. You still have, you know, Freddie Warner. You still got Nicky Bosa. You have some guys. You have a guy, you know, Kittle. You got the running back. So I think that you still have a team that's going to compete and compete on a very high level. Just don't know if you're going to see dominance. I know everyone's happy because Robert Saleh's back. But, hey, you got to show me those guys in the interior. You know what you got in Bosa. Mm-hmm. But who's going to be that guy that's going to push back the pocket? Because, Goo, you know quarterbacks, they like to climb up in the pocket. When you have a speed rusher, if you can push him by and the quarterback can step up, then he can still hurt you down the field. Who's going to be that guy in the trenches and, you know, playing over the three technique, playing over the nose guard? Who's going to be the guy that's going to push the pocket and push the pocket in the middle that's going to make Nicky Bosa be the dominant pass rusher that we know he can be? But if you don't have pressure in the middle to make that quarterback stay at that 7 to 8 yards when he drops, then it's going to be issues.
No doubt, Lowe. And Evan and I were talking about last year at this time. No, I had the Niners going to the Super Bowl, if not the NFC Championship at minimum. Lowe, I got to tell you, man, they have built something. Kyle and John, they've had two great chances, been to four NFC championships, leads in the Super Bowl. I don't know if the window's open. And derangedly, like, it's exciting to me to see where they're going to go. But Lowe, with so many youngsters on the defensive side of the ball, coming off 6-11, where are you at on, is the window still open for this team to hoist a Lombardi trophy?
It's going to be interesting because you just had a guy that played with so much vigor, and you know who we're talking about, the guy who was Mr. Irrelevant. The people said, hey, this guy, man, he's been unbelievable. But now, guess what? You got your money. Now let me see you go out and earn your money. And you know who we're talking about. How is the quarterback position? Is this guy going to be what we think he can be? And what everyone said, he should be paid. Pay the man. Now he's paid. And guess what? He's got to do it with less. Because Brandon Ayuk's not going to be there for at least 6-7 weeks. Okay, guess what? Who is your guy? You have now a guy that was your number 4 and 5 receiver that now has stepped up and he's your number 1. He is your true receiver, and that's 3rd in Jennings. So what are you going to do now? I'm going to tell you right now, this season, in my opinion, offensively, it's not about necessarily Mr. Irrelevant. It's about Christian McCaffrey. Because if Christian McCaffrey is well, then this offense can be hell. But if Christian McCaffrey is not healthy and he's hurt, I'm telling you, this team will struggle. They're talking about it goes to a quarterback, and it's a quarterback-driven league. I think this is more on McCaffrey because he's going to have to carry a huge load this year for this offense, play action, and everything around them to go well. Because you know up front, you got an all-pro, a Hall of Fame type of tackle on that left side. But after that, the other guys. And you don't have necessarily guys that are all pro on that offensive line except one guy. So guys are going to have to play hard and have to play together. And Kittle's going to have to be big too. Because right now, who is going to be that guy offensively besides those two that we talked about.
Mm.
We're chatting with the great Lorenzo Neal, damn near two decades in the NFL on the River Islands guest line. Also is going to be present at Laughing Monk Brewing for every single 49ers home game for the kickoff show. 2 hours to every kickoff at Levi's Stadium come 2025 San Francisco 49ers season. I'm with you, Lo. Like, I remember we were sitting in the Levi's Stadium press box looking at that Cardinals game. And the inability of the Niners to, number one, run the ball, and secondly, stop the run, to me, was the biggest issue that they had last season. And to me, Brock Purdy is going to do what he does. But I think you're right that the potential resurgence of Christian McCaffrey is really where I feel like this season could result in the playoffs or missing the playoffs, because he impacts so many different things on that offense. And then you touched on the other side of the ball. If the Mykal Williamses, the C.J. West, they've been a bit banged up in preseason, but if those rookies look like they could become something, could be edge setters, interior rushers, and sort of tone setters that they really didn't have a lot of last season, then to me, this Niners season can become something. But how they're able to run the ball and conversely stop the run is really right now my biggest concern, just because of McCaffrey's health and then the inexperience in the trenches.
1,000%. You said you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. If you can't run the ball and if you can't stop the run, I don't care. It's going to be a long season, and you'll be lucky to win 6-7 games. If you can run, if there is a healthy Christian McCaffrey, because what he brings in the pass game, what he brings in the run game, you will, and I believe you can, make this playoffs this year. I'm not saying, Guru, that this is a Super Bowl team. I don't see it. I'm just going to be candid with you guys. I don't see it. But if McCaffrey, healthy McCaffrey, and the defensive interior line can shut down the run, and Robert Saleh can some way get this defense to play, because you lost a lot on the back end, you don't have the same interior, so it is going to be interesting to see how these guys come together. But if they get in the playoffs, you know it, guys, and you know it, Guru, anything can happen. But I do believe that it's going to be heavily dependent on the interior line, offensively and defensively.
No doubt. And Lo, I'm going random here. Keep up with me. Tomorrow's Evan's birthday, right? So I'm snitching and telling on him because he's going to get mad. But earlier today, we had a fun exercise. Who are the top quarterback coach combos? And of course, we had Mahomes, Andy Reid, Stafford, McVay. And at third, two guys that I've hated on for the last few years, and I've apologized, and that's Hurts and Sirianni. Won the Super Bowl last year, Lo, a couple years ago. The wink got close. But do you know your boy Evan had them at eighth?
No.
And what did you?
Seven.
Oh, he had them at seven.
Seven.
And then, Lo, this is what set Twitter and the text line off in the YouTube chat. He said Jalen Hurts is not a star.
Oh, they're on me, Lo.
Talk to him. I mean, come on, Lo. Give me something on Jalen Hurts.
I'll tell you right now. You look at Harps, and I think when you think about Jalen Hurts and what he and his head coach, what they've been able to accomplish, here's the thing. I really believe, and I'm not comparing him to Jimmy G. I'm just saying the situation. No, hold on,
okay.
Go away. You can't hit me with. Oh boy, you can't do the old boy before we started. Clip that. Make that a clip. Oh boy. But listen, Goo, I'm saying this: the 49ers heyday, when the back end day, when they were in the Super Bowl, you know, make an NFC Championship. They threw the ball with Jimmy G against eight times when they played against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm just asking you, and I'm not. Jalen is way better athlete. He can run. He's faster. But does he have to go win the Super Bowl, or does he have to be a game manager? What does he need to do? When you think about that running game, when you think about that defense that the Philadelphia Eagles have, I understand why he's saying, God, I understand what Evan is saying. I'm not saying that he's not a great quarterback or a good quarterback. I don't know about great, but I'm saying he does not have to go out and dominate and win games for this team to be a Super Bowl caliber team. You have to admit, just like you talked about Jimmy G, Jalen Hurts is in the same situation.
Wow, real quick, Lo, my only rebuttal is, and Evan hit me with it, it's
count
not
the bucket, Lo.
Yeah,
thank
dude,
you
I'm
very
shocked.
Much, my brother.
He said it's not just about achievements, but let's go back pre-Barkley. They didn't win it. But Jalen Hurts had one of the best Super Bowl performances. He had the fumble, and they almost knocked off Kansas City. So what about Jalen Hurts showing us, okay, I'm not just Barkley-centric. You saw me in the same game without Barkley a couple years ago.
Yeah, and we saw Jimmy G in the same game a couple years ago in the Super Bowl that had a good game throwing the ball around the field, missed that one ball. If he hits that touchdown, God, we would be saying, Jimmy G, was he the greatest? Does that mean he's an all-pro? Does that mean he's a top five quarterback in the league? Come on, G!
Yeah,
come
I'm mad at you, Lowe.
I'm with you, Evan.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
See,
now the text line can go at me, too. I'm used to it. So, hey. Dude, no, you make some very valid points. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're loaded. You look at the defensive coordinator and what he does and how he gets after you. They're men, child. They absolutely killed Kansas City Chiefs, and they beat that. They won that Super Bowl, was won and lost in the trenches. And you think about it. Jalen Hurts, he gets a lot of bad rap, but this guy, he can throw the ball. When he has to play big, he can play, and he can take over a game with his legs and with the ball and with the throwing the ball. But you have to admit, he does have a good offensive line, and he has a pretty darn good running back. But you're right, several years ago, he had to step up and play big throwing the ball, and he did. So, yes, we've seen Jalen have some extremely great games, but we want to see, can it be consistent? In order for a quarterback to be great, from good to good to great, it's about consistency.
And that's where, like, I've learned good so stuff. Much about football from Lorenzo Neal.
Gosh.
You couldn't tell by our like-mindedness there. Lorenzo Neal with
Victor
us on the River Islands guest line. I mean, I'm just...
It's his birthday, baby. It's his birthday. He can have it. Yeah.
Great minds think alike, Lo.
Lo, I'm going to say this. I don't have many regrets in my radio career at 95.7 The Game, but Evan was defending you, and I got to say something real quick here, Lo. We were going to race. I done lost a few. Gotten over a knee injury. Lo, I told Evan I still feel like today, right now, on a payday, I could beat you in that 100-yard dash. We got to make it happen.
You know what? It's easy. Hey, if we can't get along, we might as well get it on. I want you guys to ask Matt Lively. You guys ask Matt Lively. You know my co-host at KPIX.
Yes.
Yep.
We went and ran the hills right there, right by 95.7 The Game, that hill in the back.
Vallejo.
We ran the, we were sprinting up those hills, Guru. You go tell them to pull up. Tell them to pull out the tape. They got the tape. The Guru and me and Matt, we raced at the Super Bowl, ran the 40. He and I. You see what happened. So I know what you think, Guru. I know what you think. But I just don't know if you're ready for this smoke.
Well, Evan's like, got you. Evan picked you.
I've been trying to tell people what they seldom fail to understand, or what they seldom realize, Lo, is. You were a running back before you were a fullback. That, emphasis
that's
on
what's
run.
Killing me.
Yeah.
Killing me. Guru, oh, man. I want you, Guru. I'm fired up, Guru. I want you. Woo! I want you so. Woo! I feel like Ricky Fair.
Let's get it on,
you,
baby. Marvin Gaye style. All right.
Hey, let's get it on. Hey, I want to say something to my guy, to Matt Nahigan. He's the greatest boss. Matt, I love you. Don't be too mad at me because I was a couple minutes late. Matt Nahigan, be blessed. We love you.
He is a
we
great
love
dude.
You, buddy.
Yep.
Oh, no. Lo, I'm looking
Lo's
forward to every single pregame
Let's
with
go.
You this year. The kickoff show 2 hours before every single 49ers home and road game. But for home games, we'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing down south in the South Bay. And I'm looking forward to rocking with you again.
Let's get it on.
I am the only one last thing, E, before we go in, Guru.
Yep.
The only way I'm going to commit to being, hosting this show with you, if Guru comes on the show, if Guru promised to come on at least once, while we're there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I apologize to Evan off air. Last year, I pulled up on you guys. I was a couple in. I didn't like my performance, low, so I might pull up on y'all.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
Let's do it. Every game. All right,
love
guys.
You, man.
No worries. Cheers.
Love you,
love. Guys. Cheers.
All right. See you, man.
How did he agree with you on Hurts? Well, I got the YouTube chat and the text line. You got low. I got them.
I'm with you, man. And look, all I have to say is, I've spent 2 years with the guy.
Well, you guys do,
so
you guys
he's
do
taught
a good
me a
job.
Lot about the game of football and how not everything is on the quarterback.
No, that I get. I know that, but
Jalen Hurts is damn good. And
But you won't call him a star?
I don't
not
think
superstar,
he is.
A star?
I don't think he is.
Wow, man.
Maybe I keep that reserved for the best of the best.
Can he ever get that? What if they go back-to-back, or is it still no, Gooey? He's driving a great bus.
I think if they're going to win the Super Bowl this year and go back-to-back, his role is going to be similar.
Yeah.
It's going to be turn and burn with Saquon. It's going to get the ball to his playmakers. I mean, look, he's got all pros everywhere. His number two receiver might be a number one on half the teams in the league. Devontae Smith.
Well, what about Troy Aikman when he had that great offensive line? Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, and Jay Novacek. What, like, I look at, he's a Hall of Famer. Like, did you not think Troy, I'm just using him, was Troy not a star? Or did you subtract stuff because what was so great around him?
Well, I'm sure
Curry had Kevin Durant when he won two rings.
I mean, Montana had Rice.
Klay Thompson.
You're right, but those guys proved it again and again and again. Mm-hmm. I mean, Aikman's got how many Super Bowls?
Three.
My point.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He had to make plays during that Super Bowl window that they had, that dynasty that they had, quite frankly,
it's
in the 90s.
Man. Wow.
I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts can't prove himself to be a star talent, but to me, if like that, he's perfect. He's a perfect quarterback for that team because they need him to play. Basically, and Lowe used the word manage. I would say he needs to basically conduct the offense. If he doesn't turn over the ball, it is damn difficult to beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Would you say
that is impressive?
Would you say a game manager, a bus driver, is a negative connotation to the quarterback position? Like if I said, how's Evan Giddings at the quarterback? Well, he's a game manager. Evan, I've never told you this, but I think that's and sometimes it applies. But I think that's so foul, man.
I think that Hurts has to drive the bus sometimes. I think other guys on that team also take turns being the driver. Mm. So Hurts has to drive his bus a whole lot less than other quarterbacks. That's why we're talking about Purdy. I do think that if this Niners team somehow goes further than me and Lowe and you expect it to, which like if they
I
got
know
to,
where you're going.
If they got to the NFC Championship game this year, I think it's because we have underestimated Brock Purdy.
All right.
Or I have. Yeah. I know for sure
I told
you. And I would be first in line to apologize for
it'll
it because
be Brock
I don't think
centric
he's a star
if they get there, is what you're saying. He's going to have to do a lot more.
It's going to have to be, yeah. And look, maybe Christian McCaffrey is back to being MVP form, but I just don't think that compared to 2 years ago when McCaffrey was at his best, that Brock Purdy has the rest of the weapons around him to be a dude who kind of just, again, hands it off and gets out of the way. Brock Purdy is going to have to make plays for this team if they're going
to
be good.
All right, and I'll say this to that. You tell me what you think. Up until Christmas a couple years ago where Baltimore came in here and kicked the Niners' butt, Brock Purdy and Lamar were in that MVP conversation. So, you know, when you win MVP, he didn't win it, but when you get that close, I am wondering had they won that game and who knows what after that, Evan, you know, would we be looking at Brock? Would he be higher on our list?
Well, I also think Brock has less help on the other side of the football than someone like Jalen Hurts. That Eagles defense
it's not even close.
I mean, they
now.
Were machines
well,
last year.
Yeah,
they
no
were
doubt.
Damn good.
And they still are.
They still got a lot left over. They also still got a lot of young players on that side of the football.
I heard Spadoni this morning, him and Shasky and Bonte. I wanted to hug Spadoni, but and Lowe brought it up. That's why I'm bringing it up. Matthew Stafford, this back thing, oh, he's going to practice. I mean – if this thing don't hit, backs go out fast. I have two parents, one up in heaven, Evan, 8 back surgeries between the two of them, and they didn't play pro ball. I'm just like, this is uncanny what's going on with Stafford, and oh, he'll be right and they'll be good if he's upright. But one, if something's up with his disc or something's off, that could derail their season because then Jimmy would take over.
And it could open the door for the Niners in the NFC West. Mm, you know, I'm with Lowe. I think that it's the Rams and everyone else. But that's Stafford health depending. If he's not healthy this year.
And he already is
the
not.
The Rams can be had.
No doubt.
I mean, they have a really good, I think, certainly above average defense. Their defensive line
is. That's what I like
a
about
lot
them.
Of.
They're nasty.
25 and unders on that defense. They get after you. And the offense with Devontae Adams this year, I think, is going to be an upgrade. They just locked up Kyron Williams. They got players.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their offensive line is a little leaky, but I think if Stafford is upright for the majority of the season, they're going to be the team that wins the West.
Man. So you're not putting much stock into Seattle and what they've done, McDonald and his new quarterback.
I mean, they won 10 games last year, and I think the last half of the season they had close to a top-5 defense.
And Darnold won more in Minnesota.
He did.
Man.
He was also playing,
last two,
he was playing with a lot of talent there, too.
No doubt about it.
And Brian Flores is one of the best DCs, if not the best DC in football. So, you know, I do wonder. I think the Seahawks are going to be tough. I think the Niners are going to be aided by their schedule, but they're going to be right there. I mean, to me, I wouldn't look at the NFC West as a division of power, but rather a division of parity.
Mm.
Because the Cardinals probably will be around where they were last year. They won 8 games. I think the Seahawks aren't going to take a step back, but I don't know if they can take a leap with Darnold. And the Rams, if Stafford is upright, are probably a double-digit win team. So, how do the Niners fit in? You know, I think they could win the division. I think they could also finish last like they did last year.
Yeah, and as much as I keep, talking about the Rams, the Niners, to be honest, had them in 2 games. He had them in L.A. We saw that, how they lost that game. And then also here that Thursday night where Debo dropped that touchdown. So I know you can make the argument, oh, that game wasn't close, but a play here or there. But, man, football's back. You and Lowe Sunday. From the Laughing Monk. How was it when you guys went out and did that show at the Laughing Monk? I got to get there, man.
It was
man.
Beautiful. Yeah, no, if you're down for a game this year, pop
oh,
on
Oh, no,
by.
I'm a games with an S.
Games. Yeah, yeah, well, it's only 2 miles away from the stadium. I believe there's a shuttle that takes fans from, you know, the kickoff show to the game. It's a couple miles. It's right there. They got a ton of brews on tap, great food. Steiny and I were there early in the morning, then stayed through the afternoon. People came by, watched the show. They got a... You got a big old fountain lake in the back. It's a nice setup. It's
Talk
a really
to
nice
us
setup.
About how you've mastered Saturday night, knowing you got to get up Sunday. Let's say it's an away game early. How have you mastered that, not to do too much on the John Travolta night?
What have I told you I haven't mastered?
Okay. Don't talk about that.
Well, and this is where even though I'm becoming older tomorrow, I still got a little youth
okay,
in me.
Okay, there you go.
You know, but like, I don't run 100-yard dashes anymore. I'm here for the marathon. Yeah,
Alex Neely, can Goo even run 100 yards? Please. Oh, that's Bee's knees.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you could race a Vallejo.
If I'm playing full court, I can run.
Yeah, but Lowe's running hills. Like, Vallejo is...
I didn't like to hear that.
He's scaling Everest.
I didn't like to hear that part.
I mean, he also...
But do you really think...
Also, I think that guy who's talking about Matt Lively is... He's like my age.
Yeah,
I saw him. He torched him.
I'm not Matt Lively, and I love
Matt. I know
you're
not. You're Guru.
Yeah.
That's,
right.
No doubt about that. Huh? Hey, as long as you get your chicken from Lowe, that's all I really care about.
Oh, I didn't even bring that up. How did he agree with you on the damn Jalen?
Because I know him, man. Well, I actually didn't know that he was going to say that.
I knew you were in trouble.
I was actually afraid he was going to be with you.
Is Grandy's mic on?
Probably.
Grandy, is Jalen Hurts a star in the NFL to you?
He's a Niners fan.
No, but he's objective.
I mean, is he a top five quarterback? No.
You don't have to say
I don't know how you define
to,
star, though.
You don't even... That is interesting. He asked me, how do I define star? I think he's top tier. Not top five at all, Grandy, but I think he's a star.
Well, how big is your first tier, then?
Well, I had come on, we got...
Bigger than Mike Sandoz.
Lamar,
how about
Burrow,
that?
Patrick Mahomes, Allen. But he's in my top 10.
Look, also, for people that are saying that he
Super
only
Bowls,
had Saquon
guys.
For 1 year, I understand
no,
that.
No, that was the heaviest point I thought I could even lay out there, man. Like, he did it without Barkley.
Okay, while he only had he had one running back last year, the year that they went to the Super Bowl, he still had a stable of running backs that rushed for over 2,000 yards.
Facts.
So while it's not one guy, and yes, Jalen Hurts contributed 15 rushing touchdowns last year, and he was more a focal point in the run game, but he still had A.J. Brown. He still had Devontae Smith, still had Dallas Goedert, who, by the way, was a better version of himself,
right.
Still had Pro Bowlers galore on defense, and arguably the best offensive line in football. So, yes, I make a big deal out of Saquon last year, but the year that they went to the Super Bowl and lost, that was not some team that he dragged there.
Because he didn't have to, because they were that good, is your point.
No, I think he had to do more for that team. But I'm sorry, like when I'm thinking about stars, I am thinking about the guys that they have to drive the bus every right. single week for their team.
And Lamar can do it with the best of them until it's the playoffs.
we got to talk about that on the other right. side. You and I get
And we got to get to Denzel, man.
Oh, boy. Last hour coming up.
What's
Goose got something for Denzel. That's a fact.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.